Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Very excited about having Robert Kiyosaki on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Robert is a new friend, but we all know him because he's the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Who doesn't know about that book and hasn't benefited from it? Robert, thank you again for joining us, and thank you for all of the insight, all of the way you connected with people over the years. I mean, millions of people have benefited from your insights. And I, on behalf of those folks, if I could presume to do this, I want to thank you for the contribution that you've made to so many people.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you. Well, keep going, too.
And, well, exactly. Yeah, no, there's, I don't know about you, but somebody asked me the other day when I was going to retire. I said, come to my funeral.
I'm going to steal that.
Yeah, that, you can have that one. Hey, Robert, in the previous segment, I asked you what happened to the first chance, and your book's called Second Chance, and you gave us some good answers. So the second chance that you say that we all need for our money, our life, and our world. Talk about for our money. What's the second chance we need to claim?
Well, you know how all the financial planners tell you to save money, right?
Yep.
And they tell you to invest for the long term in the stock market. Now, does that make sense when they're quantitative easing all over the world?
Right.
Why would you save money when the governments can print it faster than you can save
right.
it?
Right, right.
And the second thing is that why would you invest in the stock market when it's at an all-time high and it's propped up by printed money?
Right, exactly.
You know, so I sit there and I cringe, and I've been throwing off a couple of financial planning shows.
I'd like to watch that.
you guys are working for the devil. I'm only kidding, but you know, like, there's always I cover in second
what
chance.
If we're not saving and we're not investing in stocks, what should we do?
Well, that's why it's in your education. It's actually opposite. So second chance, let me give a brief overview. Second chance is in three parts. So it's written for the person who knows you're being lied to by the government.
Yes.
And the second part, and the second person is somebody knows they need to do something different. So in the first part of Second Chance, I go with pictures so a 10-year-old kid can understand what's going on economically, historically what's going on. They look at the pictures, they go, oh, my God, the rich are getting richer, the rich pay no taxes, the middle class is shrinking, and poverty is increasing.
Mm-hmm.
And how can they say employment is up? You know, all these things, but when you look at the graphs, and these are not my graphs, they're government graphs, you go, oh my God, I'm being lied to.
Right.
So then the second part is in the present. In the present, you go, well, what changes am I going to make? And the third part is what I call the opposite side of a coin. You see, all coins have three sides, head, tails, and the edge of the coin.
And the edges, right.
Intelligence is found. So when you read part three, you'll understand why the rich are getting richer and the poor and middle class are shrinking. And this via education. The other thing you'll find out, this answer is a long way to answer a short question, is the way the rich get richer is by using debt and taxes to get rich, where debt and taxes make the poor and middle class poor. Mm-hmm. Debt and taxes make the rich and the rich richer. And unfortunately, Jim, as you know, the person who's taxed the most is a small business owner.
Well, there's no question about that. And not only taxes, but there's a stealth tax on us called regulations.
Oh, God.
That may be more than the taxes we pay. The imposition of regulations may be more than the taxes we pay.
And that's why I wanted to talk to your listeners, is because, look, you just can't go out there and work hard. As a small business owner, that's suicide.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get smarter. So I'm a small business owner myself, but I use the rules of the rich. And there's a difference in that, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And people complain, well, the rules are unfair. So, no, the rules are there for everybody.
Right.
But you just don't know about
what,
it.
What would you – all right, so you got small business owners at your knee right now. Talk to them.
Well, it has to change – use the rules of the rich for For example, as I said, I use debt and taxes to get rich. But unfortunately, when you look at second chance, you'll find out it is the small business owner that pays the highest taxes. And Obama is going to go after you, too. I'm not a Republican or Democrat.
Right, right.
But they're picking on the employees and they pick on the small business owner. But the rich, who are on the other side of the coin, get skating by.
Mm-hmm.
So when you read Second Chance, I'm not saying one is right or wrong. I'm not Republican or Democrat. But you stand on the edge of the coin and you say, now, which side is best for me? So I'm a small business owner like most of them. But I use the rules of the rich.
But what would be one of those rules? What are they doing that we need to be doing?
I borrow my ass off.
Okay.
I use debt to get rich, and I pay no tax.
Mm-hmm.
Legally. Legally. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be somebody's boyfriend in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to pay your tax.
So when you say you borrow money, but you borrow money to take advantage of business opportunities, though.
I'm not, excuse me, there's only two things I'm in. I'm a business owner like you guys.
Right.
But what I invest is, the key is where you invest your money.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't turn it over to the stock market. I don't have a financial planner. I invest in property.
Real estate.
And oil and gas. Now, oil and gas take a beating. But in oil and gas, if I invest $1 million, I get $800,000 in tax benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm doing is I'm offsetting income.
That's your hedge. The oil and gas is your hedge on your real estate investments.
I tell you, if you're making money and not paying taxes,
but how do you do that? But that's not as easy for small business owners to do, is it?
I'm doing it.
Right.
I only have 15 employees.
Yeah. Well, I do agree with you about the real estate. One of the things I've told small business owners for 17 years now is, if you possibly can, you should own the real estate your business is in. Hold on that thought, Robert. I'm going to let you talk some more about this, folks. He's not holding back on us. I like that about Robert Kiyosaki. The book is called Second Chance. Tintil, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.